No, you can program it to anything you want, but you have to have the factory code to do that. So that's why you got, you're going to have to get that factory code no matter what. And then once you got that, you can go ahead and program your own. I think you enter the factory code, and then you, like, hold the one key until it flashes, and then you can enter your code. Something like that. I could look it up.
No, I could look it up, too. Because I know in the last car, it had a better radio in it, and I could do it on the radio, but I don't think this radio is pretty lame, so I would be surprised if it was there. All right, I'll do it that way. No worries, I'll look it up myself. I can do that. Other than that, what else has been going on? Anything good?
Yeah, you can, I didn't figure you'd have the radio, but if you have the appropriate sync radio system, you can often do it from the from there. So there's also a key fob way to retrieve if you don't want to crawl around the footwell, and you have, if you have both key fobs for the vehicle, there's a procedure you can do to get it to flash on the display. But you got to have both key fobs, and you got to go through this, you know, procedure where you set one in this little slot, and then you turn it on, and then you turn it off, and then set the other one in that little slot and turn it on, and then it shows up in the display. So if you don't want to just go look and see what it is, there are options. Anyhow, yeah, not much. I went to breakfast with the guys this morning, and then I had to go to the store to pick up some stuff for a barbecue, and then I got the car washed, and now I'm just watching my football game, and reading up a little bit on some of this car stuff I want to do.
Very good. I finally got the brackets built, put those other six cans duplexers together for a backup. I've been playing around a lot with, that STM controller. Just one of the big reasons, one, for a backup, two, so I have the hat, and three, I want to see if it is all what it's supposed to be. So that's learning a lot about that kind of stuff, and just a lot of thinking around, and right now I'm heading towards the storage unit to go get the bike rack trailer thingy, and we're going to go up there on Richmond Trail with the grandkid and, see how he does. It's going to be interesting, and I got to get here into the gate, so your turn. I'll be right back here. I can hear you.